we always know that we're gonna suffer, but we take it because we're like, we're gonna survive these 2-3 months and we're gonna be so happy at the end. And if I'm gonna do physical work, I'm gonna be even fit. Bullshit. Places and faces. Welcome to the podcast Behind Places and Faces. I'm Neja and today I'm not alone. I have Naya. She's my co-worker in By Me and Nurseries right now. I don't even know if I can say. I can. I did this. They're everywhere actually. They are owing.
Should be fine.
Did you realize that they're like owing almost half of the Nelson?
Yeah.
It's like, crazy.
Even where I'm staying, there is like all like stuff, looking for stuff. Why I'm at nurseries.
Yeah. We're like looking for
10
land.
Minutes away.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah.
They're really good to expanding their business. But anyway, they're good to expanding their job vacancies because people are from all over the world, basically. The last time I started working here was from Chile to Germany to France to... And now... No, actually, for the first time, I'm working with the most of the Kiwis. It's just you and me, right? From the backpackers.
Yeah. In our team, yeah. I mean, the supervisor is Chilean.
Chilean, yeah.
But yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah, okay, that's cool. So, who are you? Where do you come from?
So, I'm Naya and I come from France. So I came to New Zealand in a working holiday visa 2 years and a half ago.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So yeah, in September 2019, I was landing in Auckland. And since then, the New Zealand experience is going. So yeah, it's going to end soon probably. But yeah, good experience for now.
Yeah, I think everyone is like on the way to go home or to go further.
Yeah.
But you came actually, I came just before COVID, but you came basically before when everything was still busy and crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like 6 months before COVID, yeah. And yeah, it was really different at the time. Like the free camps and like where you like the tourist places, everything was so busy all the time. You had to plan everything to go to the places where you wanted to go. And yeah, it was really different. Now you can just, okay, I'm just gonna go there this weekend. And sometimes you don't even see someone. So can be, yeah, it's nice at one point, yeah.
Yeah, that's true because the great walks now are packed, but before that they were even more packed and they have different prices for the international people and for the Kiwi people. Did you realize that?
Yeah.
You pay like double price if you put that you're from Slovenia or France or something. But if you're more than 6 months in New Zealand, you're eligible for the price of Kiwi. So
yeah.
But yeah, the other day when I went for a hike, I messed something with dates and I started walking the track and I was like, oh, I'm going to just check if this is, if I did everything right and I didn't book right. I booked the wrong dates and I was like, how the hell this happened? Because I booked the wrong like dates in a previous week that they were even gone. I don't know even how it was possible to book it anyway. And I still got spots. So I was like, okay, I can actually do it. So this is the kind of positive side of everything being empty. And
for
you
sure.
Can, yeah.
You can enjoy more the nature and stuff. Like, for example, Roy's Peak. It's a really famous hike in New Zealand. And there's a lookout where you can take like a really famous picture. And like before, everyone told me it was crowded. And you have to do the queue to take the picture. And now you just go there and you can enjoy the view. It's not as before. So yeah, I guess we're kind of lucky. Yeah,
at Roy's Peak, I actually went in the middle of the night to get a sunrise.
Oh, yeah.
And it was spectacular. Oh. And people were taking picture there because there were a few of us actually But I was like, no, I'm not gonna bother. I'm gonna see it and watch. But yeah, that's true. I have to admit that when I came, I went directly to the farm, and I had the backpacking experience in the hostel in Auckland. But after that, I basically started traveling, and it was, oh, I was on a few, for a few weekends, I was with this busyness in Queenstown stuff. And then I caught the empty traveling for the last 2 years. So
yeah,
it was perfect. Do you miss busy New Zealand? In a way, like backpacking and experience and working and meeting people, or you prefer it like this?
I prefer it like this. It's more like a family for me.
Yeah,
we just exchanged Facebook just before, and we had a friend in common. And I think with a lot of backpackers now, that's what happens. And yeah, I don't know, I like it. You go somewhere and you're gonna know someone, or someone's gonna know someone that you know, and you feel more close to everything. And I think the locals as well, they're more like not stressed, but you know, they're more chill with everyone because it's not as busy as before.
And they trust more. They basically like adopted us a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, we are the only ones who are spending on the tourist things, like the money, so they're like happy to have us.
No,
but it is, it's like, it feels like it's small, but it's still really big. And I don't know for you, but you have better and conversations with backpackers, better evenings when you spend like dinners and stuff, because it's not, I think that the craziness left us a little bit. Yes, craziness to see things, to go for adventures, yes, but the craziness of hardcore partying and doing stuff like that, we're like, yeah, we're gonna read book together on the beach, cool, sweet, that's it.
Yeah
I probably told you about that. I have a part of the podcast of every episode. It's called Holy Guacamole, where I share my crazy traveling stories. Might be funny, might be sad, might be dangerous. But do you have any traveling stories that you want to share with us?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do.
We always have. Yeah, it's hard to choose one sometimes, but... So I have one. It was here in New Zealand. So we were going on a trip with 8 friends on the Great Walk, the Kepler track.
Oh, nice.
And so we started walking and we arrived at the hut and it was cooking time. So we started preparing the dinner and my friends were gonna start to cook, so they put the gas bottle on the gas cooker, and I don't know what happened, but one of my friend like didn't screw it properly, and it light the fire like too soon, so it started become a big fire with the gas bottle like
and open. You can't stop it.
No, you can't stop it. So they all like did one step behind, and one of my friend, he took it with his hand and he just threw it on the floor because it was dangerous and he didn't know what to do. And there was someone sitting in the other side of the room and it just arrived like under him. So he like screamed to him, was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, yeah, it was a mess, and like that was lucky because the gas bottle, when he dropped it on the floor, so it unscrewed the thing,
top,
so
yeah,
the fire stopped. But then we realized that my friend burned his hand, and we didn't have anything to stop the fire,
so we
just put it under the water, and we're like, oh shit. And yeah, then for the entire, because it was the first night and we had 2 more nights, so he just put a bandage and over his hand during the 3 days after this. But yeah, like it was funny and not funny at the time. But yeah, we remember it now.
Oh my gosh, but can you imagine that this happened when we were on a heavy track?
Also,
yeah, one girl didn't screw enough to, and the bar came, but we were managed to stop it somehow. And yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really scary because you don't know what to do. You don't want to like put the fire on someone else, but then you have this bottle in fire and you're like, ooh.
No, and can you imagine that you would empty the gas bottle that you have it for 3 days?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're totally screwed.
Yeah, after we were like, why did you do it? You know, like, it's dangerous. But yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
How it is.
Yeah, holy guacamole. Anything else?
I have another story. It's not from New Zealand, but it was when I was in Asia. I had this friend, and it was in Laos. So one day I left the place where we met together. And the night I left her, she called me and she told me, the next morning. And she told me, oh, I need to take the morning after pill because I slept with the guy and I'm screwed. So, okay, I said, yeah, that's fine. And then, like, nothing else, you know. And then a few months later, I went on Facebook and we had a friend in common. I don't know how I realized that. And it was a guy that, and I slept with him in Vietnam, in another city, just like maybe 1 month before it happened with her. And I told her, like, oh, you know this guy as well. And she was like, yeah, it's the guy from Laos, you know, like the guy where I took the morning
after.
And I was like, oh shit, I slept with him as well. And so we did a group together and we sent him a message like, you know that we're friends and you fucked both of us. So yeah, we laughed a little bit and that was funny.
Oh my gosh. And not even the same town, nothing?
No, like we never met all together, so it was funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the world is small. I thought you were going to say that she had a baby with him or something. I was like,
oh, no,
and then he would be like, I was doing this. Oh my God. Yeah, I didn't have any crazy hookup stories, I think. Oh, I do. Mom, I'm not gonna share it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't wanna know.
Yeah, exactly. Did you do all the travelings alone, or you did it with your friends, or?
So yeah, my first one was going to Iceland and I went there alone, but I met someone with Facebook that I met over there, so I was alone but not really. And then Asia, like Southeast Asia, I went there with my friend, but we split after 2 weeks because she wanted the alone experience.
Oh yeah.
And finally, at the beginning, I was a bit like, okay, that's a bit weird. But yeah, at the end, like, I really enjoyed it and I extended my holidays there. So yeah, finally it was a better experience for me as well. And yeah, here I came alone in New Zealand. Because now, like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I did the same. I mean, I did a lot of trips with friends, but you know, it's how, like, you know that you're with someone that you can live with or someone that you're a really good friend if you go traveling somewhere and you survive both of you, like, for together for a few weeks. Because it is hard. Even when you're, like, older, I realize that I have different perspective on the traveling than someone else. Like, someone else is going to go on the beach and lay there for 6-7 hours. I'm going to lose my mind if I'm going to be too... For 2 hours, they're lying and doing nothing. Yeah. And we're like, I want to see this, I want to do this or that. And I think it's good that you basically came together, separate, no hard feelings to each other, and then you continue and have the best experience, basically. Yeah. It is cheaper probably to travel in Paris and stuff, but yeah, you pay for freedom. Yeah. What I would say.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, meet whatever, like whoever you want, and yeah, when you're two, sometimes you just stay with this person and you don't do as much as if you were alone. That's what I feel now. So yeah, I really enjoy traveling alone now.
Yeah, you can do plans like,
yeah,
I'm gonna wake up.
You wanna go there? Okay, let's yeah. go. Like yeah. you just have yourself to take and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to take yourself and your car. And that's how we actually came to the topic the other day, that I said, well, I want to talk about this. And I'm going to ask also some of my friends. I mean, I asked some of my friends to share their opinion of New Zealand. No, how we said it? Poor New Zealand backpackers. Yeah. Poor New Zealand backpackers came out because we are always working, I think. We are always working, and if we don't work for 2-3 weeks, we have to work again because you don't have money to afford so much. But when you came here, did you have enough finance? Did you work back home and then save so much money that you did the traveling for a few months, or you found work straight away when you came?
So actually, I did work a little bit before, but not enough to like spend everything here and take holidays for 2 months. But I had a little bit, and I also sold my car before to come. And so when I arrived, I knew that I wanted to buy a van. So that's what I did. So with the money of my old car in France. And then after that, I think I traveled around maybe for 1 week or two, and then I just started working in a farm, in a nursery actually, like here. Yeah. I think that was my first job. Yeah, it was.
So to explain, I was working in the same nursery on North Island. This is actually quite small. It's not that big nursery.
No, it's not that like big. Here.
Yeah. But what a concept. When I was explaining, yeah, I was working in Alonzo, you're like, yeah, I was working there too. Amazing. Yeah. Such a small world.
Yeah, it is. And so, yeah, that was my first job. And then, like, I worked for 2 months in a vineyard. So I could save a little bit of money, and then I think I traveled again. And then, yeah, I kept going like this for the entire trip. But yeah, at the end I realized, like, when it was after 1 year, or maybe it's because it gets expensive with the COVID and everything, like everything gets more expensive, like petrol, and Christ. Life in general, because it's an island, so they need to import everything. So that's maybe my guess. And yeah, but I was thinking I was losing more money more than I was earning money. Even though they raise the salary every year, so normally it should get better, but it got worse.
Yeah, because yeah, they did. I think when I came it was $18 or even $17.90, something yeah, like that.
That's when I came it was 17 something,
and then it came up to 20. And yeah, no, but in the last 2 years the petrol went in the last what, 4 weeks for 40 cents up.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And then food, no, even though that, yeah, they import things, but what about the seasonal fruit and stuff? When is the season, it is slightly cheaper, but we also get the second grade because the first grade is going out.
Yeah, that is
crazy.
Bullshit,
and also milk, for example, it's so expensive. $4 for 1 liter, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's just,
and there is cows everywhere here. So you don't know why it's that expensive. Maybe they import it as well, I don't know.
Yeah, would you reckon that maybe we spend so much on food because we try to eat healthy or because the lifestyle that we know from before?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, because I think, I mean, it's not everyone, but some people, some backpackers, they're a little bit into ecology and stuff like that. So, I mean, in France, I was always trying to buy organic stuff or like go to markets and try to think about the planet. But here I feel like with what I'm earning, it's really difficult. Like last time I went to a shop where you can buy stuff, like there is no waste.
The one that you bring your own pots and containers and you pick up the things.
Yeah.
How it's called?
I don't know.
Oh God, the one that next to the Conings, right?
Yeah.
Never mind. So
no waste
something. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna say that. shop. So yeah, I try to go there, and but it's just I paid $15 for just maybe curry and rice and quinoa. And I was like, okay, I'm just not gonna go there anymore. And yeah, if you wanna buy veggies and stuff in markets, it's okay, but it depends with the season.
Yeah.
Obviously. And yeah, you don't really have choice that much. Maybe compared to what it is in France, I don't know, in Europe in general, but yeah, it's...
Which is the most bizarre thing that you really miss and you want to buy it, but it's so bloody expensive that you don't touch it?
I would say some berries and stuff. Yeah, it's so expensive here. Like in France, so I'm lucky in France, I'm living in the countryside. I mean, my parents. So I have it for free normally. but here, yeah, it's sometimes it's $11 for a kilo or... Yeah, and we're earning $20 an hour. So it's like, okay, I work 30 minutes for that.
Yeah, basically. And another maybe... one day for a petrol per week.
Yeah.
But did you... Okay, I have to admit, I bought now for the first time the capskin, the paprika.
Yeah.
It's one... It's the same price in Europe, whole bag of it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I don't even like the red one. So, yeah. So you have the same problems as me. So, if you have to leave right now, do you have any savings or not?
Right now?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I can't even afford a plane ticket.
Welcome to the club.
I think I can go to Australia, but that's it. I can't even pay for a visa.
For, you mean the Australian one?
Yeah, I think I can do both.
You know that they pay you back.
Oh, yeah, true, actually, yeah.
Do it now, because they have, I think it's 10 weeks left that you can do this.
Yeah, but I don't want to go now. Later, probably. I want to go back to France before, like, see my family and everything, and then...
That's my plan, too. Mm. Luckily, I applied last June, and I still didn't get my visa, and I'm still fighting for it. But now I'm really happy, because all my friends have to leave now. And okay, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stay here. But yeah, I'm the same. I'm like, when I was working here, I had a piece rate, so it was a little bit high salary. So I did save that I was traveling for 1 month, and well, mostly I was hiking that I didn't spend so much.
Yeah.
But if I would go now, I would be like, I'm gonna try to get my taxes back. I'm gonna try to sell my car really good. Then I can survive maybe 1 month and a half in Europe. But yeah, did you consider to maybe have someone traveling next to, like, to be with you in the car and stuff, just because, just to save?
I did, but it's not like every day. I like to have my own intimacy and my own life.
Yeah.
But I did travel with other people. Sometimes we're three in my car. So it's a van, but it's self-contained for three. So you can stay there. And I did already a trip. So yeah, with two other friends. And yeah, it was way cheaper. We shared costs. And you feel like, yeah, traveling is nothing. You're not even spending maybe $500 per month with food and fuel if you want to.
Yeah.
And if you're alone, it's maybe
1,500.
Yeah.
Because our vans also drink a lot. Like, if I'm driving to work every day 14 kilometers, and it's like nothing, it's 10 minutes because it's a straight road. But I was thinking, I have to refill my tank every 7 to 8 days.
Yeah, same for me.
So that means that if I pay now, when I came, I probably paid for my, I have a 45 liter tank. I paid around $70 at the beginning when I came to New Zealand. Now I pay $105. And that means that you pay at least $400-$500 per month for petrol. And I'm like, can you kill me now?
Yeah, when you think about it, that's fucked up, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have friends that maybe had different experience that they actually saved and did a lot, like save a lot of money?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. There are some friends, they worked in picking mostly. They made like really good money there. Because they were working really hard. But yeah, I think they didn't stop working at all. And yeah, I had other friends. Sometimes like people were like selling drugs and stuff. So it's helping. But yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah,
there is not a lot of way to make good money.
Yeah, like my friends that were before in Australia, they said that the same lifestyle that they are having here, they have back in Australia, and they saved so much money because it's petrol is a little bit cheaper, but lifestyle is probably the same price and food, but the salaries are way, way higher.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, oh, what I'm doing wrong? Maybe I'm not doing great with money and stuff. But at the same time, I was like, okay, first of all, my main purpose is to see as much as I can. Mm. I tried a lot of picking and grading and pack house. And to be honest, it's good for a short time, but I was just tired, and then you can't do anything else. Mm. And my purpose was like to calm down, not just work as a machine.
Yeah, all lose the yourself into work. And, yeah.
And I did have some friends that were like, yeah, but you know, I like some places. I don't need to see all the little spots. And I was like, yeah, that's cool too, actually. And now I'm starting thinking the last 3 months or 4 months, I'm like, okay, you see the majority, so you can work hard during the week, and weekends you can go and explore the neighborhoods around. But still, like, yeah, I said, we could go right now picking apples, but I'm like, for $2-3 more, and I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Not. I mean, if I look my hands right now, that I have steel spikes in my hands, and I'm
having 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, and from caning today, I'm like, oh God, I can't squeeze the bloody. Like, so, but yeah, we are damaged a little bit. You know what I said at one of the last episodes? I said that the backpackers' jobs are like diet.
Yeah.
We always know that we're gonna suffer, but we take it because we're like, we're gonna survive these 2-3 months, and we're gonna be so happy at the end. And if I'm gonna do physical work, I'm gonna be even fit. Bullshit. Yesterday I was like, I'm so tired. I'm so tired, and it's so hot. But yeah, why we are doing this to ourselves?
Yeah, that's what I felt when I came here. I was like, oh, maybe it's gonna be physical and maybe I'm not gonna earn that much, but it's gonna be fun. And actually I started and I was like, okay, that sounds not really good finally. Like the first day my back was hurting so much. Yeah, I was like, why am I doing this for $20 an hour?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I should get paid like 30 or 40 maybe, and not 20. And but yeah, sometimes you ask yourself questions, but you keep going until the end. And then you're like 3 months after, you're like, oh, it was not too bad. But yeah, I feel like Australia compared to here would be better for the money.
Yeah. The only thing is I don't like snakes and spiders.
Yes.
And everything that they can kills you. I really have to get over this.
And because you know that everything wants to kill you in Australia.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, when did you came here?
In the nursery.
Or yeah.
4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't came that before me. Yeah, yeah, when I came back.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Friday it's going to be the 4 weeks exactly.
Oh, nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm the same. I was like, I'm so sore and stuff, and yeah. I'm like, oh, but just I'm just gonna push it and it's gonna be good for me. But I'm like, why the hell I have a master degree? Like, why I have a master? Why? I miss a little bit of brain work, but at the same time, I love it when I go home and I don't think about work. Mm. I would put everyone who is working and doing daily jobs and stuff. This backpacking, it's not just about going and escaping and change the culture and country and everything, but it's about to cut off all the slack from home and to just experience how your mind can let go and relax. And I needed like a year and I'm still learning some things, but at least a little bit of taste what could be, should be. And if I go home now, I know that I'm not gonna take all those pressure and stress back, that I know that I'm gonna go like with reserve energy and I'm gonna be like, okay. Because I think that's the problem of the young people, that they're burnout and stuff. Yeah, I don't wanna go backpacking. It's not just about backpacking. Go have a work that is a little bit not for like using brain and stuff.
Yeah.
Just to get this, how to like non-obligation thoughts, I would say.
Yeah.
I just like clear mind, meditating. I was listening podcasts all day today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love it. Just leave me alone.
Think about 100 stuff during the day. And
yeah.
Sometimes you can just cry when you're working because you think about something and you just realize some stuff because you have time to think about it. And sometimes you laugh and yeah, you listen podcasts, music, and yeah, it's good as well to have this experience, I guess. And
yeah,
it's definitely different than what we can or used to do back home because of our studies, or no one is doing this kind of jobs instead of migrants and stuff in our country. So yeah, we experience this side as well.
Yeah, like, I would definitely respect them.
Yeah,
a lot. Like, not just that I didn't respect them before, but just I know.
Sometimes
how
feel
did
like,
we feel?
You know, yeah, to be a stranger and not be in your country, and I mean it's also easy for us because we're like white people going to a country who. Not really different of an European country, like way more difficult for some people who are trying to escape something, and like we, like for us, we want to be here and we're accepted by the government and stuff, so it's not that hard. But sometimes you just realize how lucky we are, and even though like sometimes it's hard, you know, like
Yeah, it is easier. even because we can go and we have this work holiday opportunity that we can work experience, and if we don't wanna, we can leave, we can travel. Meanwhile, that some people can just go to the country and work, and this is the only freedom basically that they could go out of the country. For example, I had an interview with one of Tonga guys. He was like, for me, New Zealand was opportunity to work, to go. And I, even though that I don't explore much, was like a highlight for me, and that I can get money for my family. And for us, it's like, I'm going to earn money for myself that I can travel. Yeah. It's like, it's, you get probably better understanding. Yeah, what do you get? Okay, for the finish, I have a, one more question. So, do you, actually two, did you have any crisis that you have like no money, no job on New Zealand, and you were like, what on earth am I going to do now?
Yes, I did. But luckily I had friends this time. So yeah, like they gave me some money that I gave them back. And I think I had a lot of friends like that. Like I gave money to some friends as well. One day they gave me back like a few weeks after.
I think we are all doing the same, yeah.
But yeah, like, but sometimes it's also my fault, because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna enjoy for a few weeks, and then someone is telling me, oh, but we're going on a cruise there, do you want to come? And oh, we're gonna do this and that and this. So I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds good. So I'm just following everyone, like opportunities, you know. And then I find myself in deep shit because I don't have any money left on my account. And I'm like, okay, so what now?
And I'm like, I'm not going to ask anyone at home. I'm not going to go to my saving account. Nope. That doesn't exist. Hey! I'm going to start working like tomorrow.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I did sometimes. And yeah, sometimes I just didn't want it to go do farm jobs anymore. I wanted to take my time to find a better one. But actually, sometimes I didn't have a choice to take the first job I could. So I did, but yeah. I think that's the difficult part. If you want to travel and find a good job, you need to plan a bit more. If you don't care, it's possible you can just find a job like here, what we're doing now. It's quite easy. Like you go here, you sign a contract, and then the day after you have a job. And this is good here because it's not so in France we're getting paid every month.
Yeah, we have,
and
the same.
Here it's every week.
Yeah,
so that's easier. Like, you know, when you start a job, sometimes it's 2 weeks, but mostly it's one. And so, you know, when you start a job that it's going to be easy for
now, I'm going to get
just
a payment.
Have to wait 1 week and then it's fine.
I'm going to survive, yeah.
So, yeah, you just need to ask a good friend and
yeah,
it works.
That is actually really good. And I think I'm going to miss this back home because you can actually save, you can easily, if you have to, for example, repair the car or stuff, you have a little bit more safety with the money in, like, income. So I really like this system, basically. Okay, meanwhile, in back home, you get a big amount of money and you have to be quite good how you pay the bills and stuff. But I think, yeah, I like this system more, for my opinion, how to more save. And also, yeah, we can take the jobs like this. For example, I always applied for so many jobs, and their Kiwis are awful with replying on the emails and stuff. So I always ended up on this kind of jobs because it's the easiest and I can take day off if I wanted to go somewhere and stuff like this. So everyone was like, yeah, but go and work something in your field. And I was like, I applied for so many jobs in my field. I didn't got any response, even though that I was there talking with the manager and stuff. So yeah, you ended up working in this kind of things because it's easier. It's not the best money, but at least you have like a safety net kind
Yeah.
of. And also, yeah, just and holiday pay. No.
And yeah, like it's as you said before, because we come here and we want to like be free in our mind kind of. So yeah, that's why I think we're doing these jobs, because we can leave when we want and yeah, we're kind of free.
Yeah.
I
really love this conversation. I was like, I'm just having in one or two questions and we're like 45 minutes later. I'm always like this because when you start chatting about some things, you're just like...
Yeah, and then you have something else coming up to your mind. And you're
exactly.
Like, oh, yeah,
exactly.
Maybe in 2 hours I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I needed to talk about this as well. I forgot.
Well, thank you so much, Naya. I hope you're going to stay a little bit longer, earn a little bit more, then sell your car really good,
yeah.
And then go home for a great summer in Europe. And, well, we'll keep in touch. I obviously have to visit a lot of French people, so I can just do a tour around France.
Yeah.
Tour de France. Ooh, I'm going to bike it because I'm a poor backpacker. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And guys, as you know, follow, subscribe, tell your brother, sister, friend, everyone, and rate, comment, give me some opinion, give me some ideas, and see you later, alligator. Bye. Beyond places and faces.